So what's up, everyone? Welcome to Glitz and Glamour. It's your boy, City J.
And your baby.
What's up, what's up?
The other two young ladies will be tuning in late tonight. It'll just be you and I, City J.
All right. We can't hold it down. Shoot. Ain't no thing but a chicken wing.
I'm not worried.
You say you're so nervous.
I said, no, I'm not worried.
Oh, okay. All right. Work. But, how was your week? Because, you know, we haven't talked to you in a week. So, catch everybody up.
So far, so good. I really can't complain. I have another job opportunity. Come in soon, so I'm really blessed for that because that was like a big issue. But I don't know, we'll see how it goes. I'll be working with the inmates of Harris County, so we'll see how they go. I'm going to have some stories for y'all, so just tune in every Tuesday for y'all hear my stories about the inmates of Harris County. Just saying. I don't know. It's going to be different. I don't know what to expect, but I'm going to go in there with, like, you know, a B-word attitude.
Well, I mean, that's going to be considering the discussion you had last week on the show. I guess that's a good thing because of all the thirsty that work.
Oh, yeah, of course. Well, what's up with you?
It's a day of emotional roller coaster today for me.
Well,
this morning I went to my best friend's funeral.
Oh.
So that was interesting. Thank you. I appreciate it. It's weird because, you know, of course, you know, he died the age of 26. So he's just 26.
Wow.
And it was due to sickle cell. His sickle cell anemia got to him. And heck, it was it for him after the last Wednesday, because he actually died last Wednesday, so it happened the morning after the show.
Wow.
The last week's show, so it was crazy.
Well, my condolences to you and yours.
Thank you. But
Are you sure you want to do a show? I'm so surprised you're so strong to do the show since you're so emotional.
That's one thing I will say is people will learn about, and that's why, as far as how I feel about certain things, everybody is entitled to how, I believe everyone is entitled to how they feel on certain stuff. It's okay. But for me personally, you know, I'm sad, but I can't let myself continue to sit here and mope all day and not do stuff. You know, for me, like, I told people about these shows and I do them. Yes, I mean, it started to become a career, another career for me, yes. But at the same time, too, it's therapeutic for me. When I come to these shows, it's like, this is my place of peace and where, no matter what went on that day, I had a show, and it makes me feel so much better not coming here. So for me, not doing the show, it made me feel a lot worse. Doing the show makes me feel a lot better. When I come here, it's like a whole other world.
Okay.
So, yes, I definitely was not, I was like, no, I need to do the show tonight. It was definitely imperative that I do so. So,
okay.
No. And my thing is, you know, it's just the people who, especially because he's one of the people, and when my grandma passed, you know, it'd be 2 years in October, this October, she passed, I continue to still do stuff because those are two people who supported what I did or intricate in the reason why I had the strength I do what I do. Like, my grandma, she was one of the people that always encouraged me to be so goofy and whatnot. Like,
right.
She's always encouraged it. And without, you know, with her being one of those strong suits of that, it's part of the reason why I am who I am today on the show. Like, I just, you know, I would say stuff and somebody might think I'm weird, but it's like, hey, the weirdness is that's a part of me. And in a day, people can embrace it or not embrace it, but it's part of me. And actually, that's made me successful because I'm not in a bubble. So you can't put me in a bubble.
Right.
So it's like, oh, man, dang, like, this dude's unique. So that's great. And people got to realize you don't have to try to do whatever. Just be yourself, and you don't have to, you know, put this guard up all the time.
Right. That's the same.
So, yeah.
Well, we're going to have a good night tonight.
Yes, we are.
The ladies,
spirit.
I know. And I just want to, like, make sure all the men are listening because this Friday is y'all date. It's going to be a month from Valentine's Day, so that makes this Friday March 14th. I don't know if y'all tuned in on that week of Valentine's, that Tuesday, that you guys' day is Steak and BJ Day, which falls on March 14th, a month from Valentine's. So make sure this Friday y'all get that special treatment. So, you know, I just want to throw that out there. Don't forget, because I know a lot of y'all will forget.
Let me call our ladies out, too. Let them know to honor the request.
I don't know. Look, Sadie, that's going to be a question. We're going to need, like, some callers to call in on next Tuesday so we can see who got that second BJ day. Because, ladies, you can't go slipping, though. Like, that's the thing. Like, he got to have both. Like, you know, maybe you want to do him first and then give the steak. I don't know. It's up to you, ladies. But you got to do that for him on this Friday, though. I'm just saying.
Yeah,
it will be Thursday. They didn't do
go
it.
Go crazy. Turn to a stripper for the day. Something crazy. Like,
yes,
make
you
him go to work
to,
on
like,
Monday with his head turning. That's what you need to be doing.
Yes, she got to do it. Look, I'm just saying. I had to, like, throw that out there because that really has been heavy on my heart to say this Tuesday. So I just really wanted to just put that out there. Don't forget this Friday.
I knew there was something else this month or this week. And I was like, oh. That must feel crazy because my sister's wedding's on Saturday. So that's funny that's coincide. that proceeds right before it comes. That's crazy. I'm not going to go tell her early. Hey, make sure you produce all the plans. Tell my sister to participate.
I know. So that's crazy because if the wedding is Saturday, will she have to please him on the night before? But isn't it like you don't see your husband that day the day before?
That's an asterisk 22.
Oh, no, that's bad.
Rescheduled that day.
Oh, no. Oh, that's interesting. Because you know, like, I don't know, some bachelor parties, I don't know how bachelor parties are.
Well, you think
wait,
about,
I don't
well,
know
we already had a
bachelor
party. We actually had a bachelor party. Your typical bachelor party. We had bachelor celebration for a month ago. So that's what both of them actually did. They did this stuff about a month ago, which that was pretty interesting, too. I liked that a lot better. Like, doing all this stuff, because I would be tired as heck, and I want to make sure I'm in sound mind when it comes to being at the wedding. So I think that was better.
Right.
I like that approach. That was better.
Okay. That's different. I've never
getting
heard
all
that before.
Get all that your system a month ahead of time. Get all that to you. Go ahead. If you're letting in, bail.
Okay, that's different. I like it, though. It's cool. But that sucks, though, because she can't see him the day before or the day of until that moment at the altar. So it's like, What about BJ and Stay Day? Like, would she have to do that, like, after or something?
Well, you know, of course, you know, keep up with the concert meet. So, I mean, that could be a time, I guess, you know. Not giving my, I'm going to dance in here and give myself any ideas.
Yeah.
Gross. Gross.
Oh, God. I don't know. But I like throw that out there, like, for everyone, the ladies and gentlemen. So make sure y'all look forward for that on this Friday. Sadie, can we go to a music break before we get into this tonight's topic?
Yeah. We're going to go into a track by my boy Fats Domino, a.k.a. Rodney. This is a track by him called I'm Hustleman. We'll be back. Matter of fact, we're going to go to Hustleman, followed by No Control by him. So that's what we're going to do. We'll be back.
Cool.
I got what you need, I'm like Hustle Man. Ain't no me in the streets, I feel like Hustle Man. I can sell the water to the shore. Got a sheen to bring me more. Damn, I swear I feel like Hustle Man. I might be on TV, I feel like Hustle Man.
You got blue dolphins, I got water for sale. Got a few bricks, I got a house for sale on foreign land that needs renovation, know what I'm saying, shawty?
Look, I'm trying to get it all since I never had it. The shoes is Bally, the cars is automatic. The money under the mattress like another mattress. The mattress over the money, get a lot of action. All these back from Saks Fifth, they gon' think I'm Brad Pitt. I'ma need a bad chick, she can be my actress. Live fast, die young, I'ma need a fast whip. See, I only rock LeBron's when I'm in the Fast Six. That old money make a nigga feel like he magic. That new money make a nigga feel like a draft pick. See, no money be making all the haters mad sick. Ain't no laughing to the bank, I'm trying to be mad rich.
I got what you need, I'm like Hustle Man. Ain't no me in the streets, I feel like Hustle Man. I can sell the water to the shore. Got a sheen to bring me more. Damn, I swear I feel like Hustle Man. I might be on TV, I feel like Hustle Man. Right the end of beanie like I'm Hustle Man.
Hook up on here, I got a truck parked on South Main with a million bottles, shawty. Brazilian and wavy. Got Plan B pills on me. Get them on the way out of the club.
Look, money used to be funny like Martin Lawrence. Now we pushing foreign. And every time we in the club, we be very important. And every chick that roll with us look like she Gina Waters. My partner's like Cole and Tommy. Look, hustling don't always mean that you moving kilos. When you money making men, stay away from Rico. We used to be hungry, but now we paid in full. You see, I feel like we made it, but we ain't made enough. I wake up, say a prayer in my true religion. How many 4 for 20s until we can reach a million? See, they say you lose your woman when you chase the money. But every woman I know want a nigga that keep it coming. Keep it coming.
I got what you need, I'm like Hustle Man. Ain't no me in the streets, I feel like Hustle Man.
What you need, I got it. If I ain't got it, I can get it for you. You need time to pay me, but ain't nobody got time for that.
I got what you need, I'm like Hustle Man. Ain't no me in the streets, I feel like Hustle Man.
Yo, use Mark or Byron. I'm hustle Marcellus. Pick up the pieces.
Hey, what up, man? Shout out to Kendrick Lamar, man. Shout out to Jay Boogie for getting me to do this. I wasn't gonna do it at first, man. But ain't no beef on this end. Just to step your game up, man. A lot of niggas not rapping. Like at all.
I'm trying to make it to the top. Paper chasing up the steps like I'm Rocky. Once I get down, I'm looking down on everybody that tried to stop me. I feel like the Don, the King, now this ain't boxing. The boss heavy bag train daily though, cause losing ain't an option. Trying to take over the whole city, moving ain't an option. Every punchline combination is cruising with a pilot or taking the bad chicken, putting the bruising on the private. I use the speed bag flow in hopes to show the folks that I know the ropes. I can easily say I'm GOAT, quote for quote. Blow for blow, I'm like smoking Joe. I know some of my leads that really rope a dope. Slow your roll, I'm headed to the ring. My flow cold, I need a overcoat. A lot of niggas overhyped, my overhand is over most. Metaphors hit them like uppercuts, broken nose. Before you know, every floor I roll to have them on the flow, I'm dope the most. Hip-hop scene be having niggas reaching. The declining and rhyming is no big secret. But if we like Big and Pac and beef like Big and Pac, end of the day, we might die for the same reason. So lately you won't hear me on a lot of niggas' features. The way I eat them, they tell me that I'm better off singing. I feel like Uncle Jesse in H-Town is full house. When the boys are back in town, they all out of seating. See, these niggas been playing for way too many seasons. And I'll never hate on how the next man eating. But when you feel like a barbarian and practice like you Aryan, makes sense for Houston to give you better treatment. Cold Park, this the same place that I was born at. Met a lot of women, went to parties, went to prom here. Came up like the Jacksons with family and comrades. Seen niggas die over Jackson, comrade. And I'm tired of hearing East Coast, West Coast, like down south niggas only good for getting leftovers. Ain't trying to be the king of New York or the next Hover. The next chosen, Red Ocean, the next Moses. Best quote and most deaf for deaf poet. They super bad or just choking, Seth Rogen. The whack rappers came and took the passion out of it. I'm guessing if I had money, I'd rap about it. Shit, if I had it, I'd probably just put my mans on and kill all these DJs for playing these damn dance songs. Go up to the prison and smack niggas with their pants low for bringing it back to the same hood that we came from, like the kids ain't watching. And they don't know what their options is when they role models is just niggas fronting for followers, see. I can give a damn about an Instagram. Even if it wasn't an Instagram, I'm still a man.
Good God Almighty, like back in the old days. You know, years ago, they had the A&R man to tell you what to play, how to play it, you know, whether it's disco or rock. But we just went in the studio and we did it. We had champagne in the studio, of course. You know, compliments of the company, and we just laid back and did it. So we hope you enjoy listening to this album half as much as we enjoy playing it for you, because we had a ball. The only real music's gonna last. All that other bullshit is here today and gone tomorrow.
Yeah. We got Boogie in here, man. My nigga Dre home. City miss you, my nigga. Marlo just walked in. Yeah. Look, finally got a taste of it, now I want more. So me and my bros can ball like the hardball. Spent a lot of years being called the R-ball. Now labels wanna play hardball, so we just do it independent. All this money that we spending, trying to keep everything non-fiction. And now they say I never knew you could rhyme. Guess we ain't wasting money on studio time. See, we do it for the love of the game. And when it's all over, hope the hoes love us the same. But they never will. Home wanna retire and have to come back. And I don't wanna be a player no more. But lately a nigga been rhyming like I'm trying to bring fun back. My nigga said take one track, keep it up. So I've been cooking up this crack, trying to keep the buzz and make the whack rappers give it up.
The fame went from like 15 minutes to 15 seconds, sort of like a Vine video. But there's still enough time to put my city on. All my mom's friends looking like, my, has he grown? My ex-girls hit me up. Yes, I don't mind it at all, but it's usually late nights when the wine be involved. They try to come through, but my pride be involved. Like, remembering the past when the timing was off, and you wouldn't give a nigga play with moms in the house, and I didn't have a ride, wasn't driving at all. Look, nowadays they like fast, what's up with the music? I remember only family would use it, only family would call me that. And every nigga in the book wanna be part of that, and every hoe we meet wanna be where we party at. I'm trying to cardio the game, no cardiac, it's all just a part of rap. See, I wake up, say a prayer to the Most High. Most guys so surprised how I coast by. These days most rhymes by closing rides and hoes behind. I don't mind exposing guys. Every flow on point like CP3 and LAC. How you go from acing SATs and barely speaking? Now trying to get meetings with L.A. Reid. We dream big but don't care for the sleep. Tell Jesus take the wheel, I need a meal like Bob Barker. Wish he would've took the wheel when it was Paul Walker. When the good die young and leave us all bothered. The bigger you are, the fall harder. The bigger the watch, the time borrow. A few got it, we all want it. Shit, what I get on, we all ballin'. A couple mixtapes under the waist. I'm about to get the album on the way. Look out for it.
Everything around me.
I call it the Fast Domino triplets, because we just played three tracks by him back to back. That was First Hustle Man, then No Control, and Pound Cake. So shout out to Fast Domino. He's always supporting the show heavy. It's always great. And that's the thing, you support the show, we're gonna play the music. That's simple as it. And
absolutely.
We got a lot of artists that had the music on here all like that. They support the show heavy. All right, is that you, Houston?
Yeah.
All right, that's what I thought. What's up?
Hi, everybody.
Well, how was your past week? Because we don't need to see you at the beginning. How was your past week?
Pretty good, actually. A lot of things accomplished as far as me working towards getting a new job. Hey now, praise the Lord. Thanks to Angela, I'm getting back on the scene with this modeling and promoting. I want to let everybody know while I was late. And I apologize, but my son for some reason wanted to sleep near my face, like across my body, and had to wait till he got into a deep sleep in order to move him. Lord, he's screaming now. Okay, I'm going to be quiet.
So here's the thing, because that's crazy. So Desi, she working a new job, you working a new job. This must be like his spring, I guess like a spring cleaning a job, I guess. So y'all clean out your old job and say, hey, trying to go somewhere else.
Yep,
yeah,
exactly.
I think it gets to a point
where it's like you. Well, I know for me, it's like you look for stability for your family. Like, you have the foundation. You have your foundation set already. But now it's just like you need that stability to support your foundation and to really progress and, like, grow. You know what I mean? I don't know. It's just kind of like, you know, with these kids now, you know, you just got to, you know, provide the best that you possibly can for your foundation, and I think that came with me. So if that's like spring cleaning, I'll take that, because it was a need, like a necessary need.
Well, I thought I think it's this, because let's see, today's the, oh no, she didn't drop out. I'll open back up in a second. It's March 11th. There we go, got it back. But it's March 11th, and it's like at the end of this month, it'd be the end of the first quarter, so. You know, like when you start your New Year's resolutions and stuff, you want to start doing things, you know, you want the year to be different. And after you kind of gauge the first 3 months, you kind of know what you want to do. So I think that's what it is, too. A lot of people start, you know, you start planning towards your changes you want to make for the year, because after the first quarter, you kind of get an idea of what you want to do.
Exactly. I agree.
Yeah, because I know, like, my job, they know they started giving me, they started having me doing teaching there at my job now. So that, they know, I personally get bored real quick, and you got to do something to keep me entertained, or I'm going to get bored really quick. And so, yeah, that helped. So that helped me. It's, it kind of keeps me entertained and not get bored so quickly at work. So I agree. New jobs or new positions at your job is important, because you don't want to do this, because you have to, why you get tied to the same old, same old.
That's true.
But I know we got an interesting topic for the day. Oh, yeah, and I was going to say this too, Houston, I'm probably going to the topic. Yeah, it's good to see that you come into modeling, because I like your stuff. Because I got a chance to go back and look at your stuff. You had some really nice pictures.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
No problem. So, yes, no, I'm glad. I was glad to hear that you said, yes, low actor. So today's topic is, does a title define a relationship? Oh, man, it's going to get real.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. That's weird. I don't know. It depends on the situation.
Does it really, for real, for real?
I think it does. I think it's because of the situation and the people. Because for some people, it's like a title, the situation. Whereas for some people, a title will make it better, because it's like, okay, you're mine. We have, you know, we have the relationship title versus us doing it, you know, doing our thing like we're in a relationship, but we never want to say, you're my girlfriend, you're my boyfriend.
Some people don't act right when they don't have a title. When you're exclusive, but you don't have that title, they're like, well, we're not in a relationship. You know, yeah, you my main chick, but I'm going to go out here and do some other people because we're not in a relationship. So sometimes some people don't know how to act without the title. But, my opinion, I mean, a title doesn't necessarily define a relationship for me. As long as, and we've kind of said this in multiple shows, a lot of us pretty much, as long as there's a trend of something getting ready to happen toward, to me, there's progression, I'm not going to do much about a title. Like, let's have some progression. But if it's the same thing, there's nothing really progressing going on, then that's when the problem comes into play, especially depending on time, how long you've been talking to this person or whatever. Because you can only say we dating so long. You can only use that excuse for so long.
Yeah. I don't know. Sometimes even the girl will agree that, okay, well, let's not get married because everything's fine. You know, we have our kids. We've been together for 10 years, you know, some people are okay with their status because they feel like if they get married, it might complicate things and make people feel like it's more pressure on them.
But why is that, though? Like, what I understand, I agree with what you're saying, but why is it? Like, why would it be more pressure? Is it because you actually have, like, piece of paper, like, license and rings that signifies marriage?
I think it's because what we've been taught, that when you get married, the man is to take care of his wife. I mean, yeah, the woman can work and be able to buy her own house and all that, but when you think about it, when you get married, you're expected to provide for that family. Like, if you get married, your wife does not have to work. If she says, I don't want to work, you as the husband and taking her hand, you're supposed to work and provide for that family. She doesn't have to work. It's up to her. And you really can't get mad if she says, no, I'm not working, you know. So I think as far as the man's part, that makes it more serious, because it's like, if you say, F it, I've got to go out and get it. Like, I got to go 110 and make up for what you lack. And then for the women, it's like, okay, I can get mad one day and say, nigga, we ain't together like that. We've been together 5 years, but you're married. I ain't going to have sex with you, or I ain't got to wash your clothes. But when you're married, it's like, no, this is your obligation. That's what you have to do.
As far as me, this is how I feel. Because I agree with you saying, but I'm going to give you a little leeway. listen, little, you ain't getting much room. But it's like, especially like in kind of today's economy, I can understand somewhat. But here's where my opinion, how I feel. If it's more of a, if y'all both are in a relationship where y'all are both working, then I feel this, as a man still, at the end of the day, as a husband, you're supposed to be a provider. So as far as when it comes to your money, most of your money is supposed to be going to be a provider. Yes, she can help too. Nothing wrong with her helping too. But as a man, you should be paying for me. You should be providing most of the stuff.
And you know what? Actually, I don't remember exactly where in the Bible. It might be in the Proverbs area. But in the Bible, it does say that is a man's responsibility. When I said that whole thing, a woman doesn't have to work, it does say that in the Bible. I know I'm wretched at times, but y'all know I will refer back to the Bible. But in the Bible, I believe it's around Proverbs, or it could be in Mark somewhere, but it does say that a woman is supposed to work. She does not have to work if she doesn't want to. She takes care of the house, and the man takes care of things outside of the home and the bills. That's why they say when you want to marry a woman, you ask her father for a hand in marriage, because you're now taking over for the dad. You're no longer taking care of, the dad is no longer taking care of his little girl. Now you as the husband have to take care of his grown daughter. Like, that's what the point of asking, can I take a hand in marriage? Okay, yeah, you can, but with that, yes, you do understand that you are to take care of my daughter. She is to not want for anything, because technically you're supposed to go from a woman's supposed to go from her parents' home into the home with her husband. So, you know, it's like, okay, my parents are no longer taking care of me. Oh, Lord, my child waking up.
I'm going to throw a rocket at this question, a thought on it. Do you think it's because of some of these relationships where the fathers are not in a relationship with their daughters, that's changing some of the dynamic too? Because they don't have a living example of showing them that.
Yeah, partly of that, and also because, not to, bad talk men, but because guys are so unstable and women aren't able to depend on them anymore, we have to still get out there and get it for ourselves, because you see so many people go through divorce, and a woman is like, well, I have nothing. I stayed at home. I took care of the home while you worked. And the men will feel like, well, hell, this is my money. You shouldn't get done. But the judge will bring it down to the point of, if she was not working, if she didn't work, or whatever your agreement was to her not working, or even if it was not an agreement, whatever you did to take care of her and whatever lifestyle she had while you was with her, still to have that lifestyle when you leave. That's why they be like, oh, the judge, a bitch. He or she gave her his money. It's because you were supposed to take care of your woman. So when she gave up her working role to be your wife and to take care of home, she stopped her livelihood for you. So you need to accommodate her so that she can get back out there and get it.
Right, because her job was being a housewife.
Yeah, and what people fail to realize, I mean, I think they're understanding it more, but still there are a lot lacking, that a housewife's job, if she's doing it correctly, that is a very difficult task. Because you have to get up early in the morning before your husband, possibly, cook breakfast, get your children up, make sure they're, if they're little, you're, helping them brush your teeth, helping them get dressed. And if they are little, you have this point where, no, I don't want to wear this today, or no, I don't feel like getting up. You have to fight with that. If they're a teenager, you still have to fight with the fact that getting up and not missing that bus, because then you might have to take them to school. You have to make sure they finish eating the breakfast that you cook. Get them off to school, whether you're driving them, get them on the bus, whatever the case may be. Come back, clean those dishes, make sure your man is good, off to work. Come back and do whatever cleaning they could have gotten messed up or that you did not finish the night before. It's an entire long process. And most of the time when, even if you're not a housewife, you are the last one to go to sleep. Even if you have to get up and go to work, because you, after you cook, you have to make sure the dishes are clean, you know, your kids are bathed, in bed, the homework is done. You have so much to do, and a man feels like, because I pay the bills, I don't have to do it. And then a lot of times, even if the woman works, the man is still in that mind frame where I'm working. You got it. That's your job. You the mom to help with the homework and stuff. You don't have enough men that's saying, oh, okay, well, let me help my wife around the house. They take the trash out, get the oil changed, and that's it. Sometimes you can't get them to do that.
That's true.
Now, I got a question for both of y'all, too, going back on to the title of the final relationship thing. What's this whole thing about? I hate people do this. And you know, most of it is like you go around, you go, you talk, and they ask you, you talk to a guy walks into you, and, he asks you, he goes, hey, he's like trying to get to know you or whatnot. And it's somebody that you were actually sure interest in. Let's throw that out there, too. But, you know, so while you're talking to them, like, well, right now, I'm kind of seeing someone right now. But what is the definition of seeing someone? Because there's a difference between seeing someone and being, like, these days it's so construed to what it means anymore. What is the difference between seeing someone and being in a relationship? Because a lot of times, too, a lot of women, y'all say seeing someone, but does a guy or the guys that they're saying the same exact thing, too? That's another question. Because I feel like y'all are a lot more loyal sometimes in the fact of when y'all say y'all seeing someone, y'all really are being exclusive, and y'all kind of are in a relationship mode already, but it's like a lot of times it's because he's in the way to make that step. Because that's why I don't like that song, "These girls ain't loyal, this bullshit."
I think with me personally, if I say I'm seeing someone, it's if I say, like, oh, I'm seeing someone, I can't talk to you, it's not that I'm officially taken. It's just that I am dating someone. We actually like each other, or it could be just me that really likes him, whatever the case may be. And I'm hoping that it goes to the next step, so I wouldn't even open that door with you, because there's a possibility that this seeing someone does develop into a relationship. So
okay,
it's not that
good.
I can't talk to you, it's just that I choose not to talk to you.
I agree with that. Uh-huh. But I never say I'm seeing someone. Like, if I'm talking to someone, like, that's just what it is. Like, you my guy. Because I'm not, my time is very valuable. So please don't waste my time. Like, if you already know, like, I mean, come on now, really? No.
Yeah.
What's the time period that, you know, as far as the title, what's the time period that you need to get that transition needs to finally happen to where seeing someone online needs to be the discussion anymore? It needs to be that, hey, okay, sir, we need to be late for this.
I think it depends on your age, because with a lot of women, they're looking at, oh, I'm turning 30 or 35 or whatever this may be. I want kids, so I don't have time to sit around and play this boyfriend and girlfriend thing. I need to know, you know, what's the process? It doesn't have to say we're getting married tomorrow, but that has to be in the plans.
True. I agree with that. I agree. I think with me, I agree with what you're saying, Ree, but when it comes to me personally, a time frame, it just depends on him, his maturity, his frame of mind, what he wants in our relationship or our friendship or whatever we call it or whatever. But I feel like at the same time, if I feel like we're both on the same page and you're ambitious, I'm ambitious, and it's like at the same time we want and we see growth with us, then okay. I think within the first couple of months we should know something, because that's how it was with, you know, with my guy. Like within the year we was just friends. I mean, strictly like platonic friends. Like, we already knew, like, you know, we was comfortable with each other, like we was on the same page, you know. And actually, he's younger than I am. So that's like, you know, re-say it comes with, you know, age or whatever. But, you know, reality, he's younger than me. And he was that older guy. But, you know, he's really young when you speak of mm-hmm. age. It's just, I don't know. It just depends. It depends on that person.
Yeah, that's how it's like, I guess everybody knows I'm 24. I'll be 25 in July, so I'm very young in age. But in the mind frame, I'm, like, older, so I can totally agree to what she's saying. Because in high school, it's like, okay, well, I'm seeing this person. After 3 months, you guys are together. 6 months, you're extra serious. And it's like, okay, high school, stop playing. You got to be broken up at 8 months, you know? But when you're an adult, you know what you're looking for and the direction you're trying to go in, so you pretty much know your time frame and what you can and cannot put up with it. And you know, okay, if I've been talking to you for 3 months, we've been out on pay, you're right, this isn't serious, or this isn't the type of person I want to be with, because you don't want to let your dates fail. You know, you don't want to, a lot of things you'll see within the first few months of how a guy is, and if you're willing to accept a lot of things that he does or does not do.
Right. I agree.
And as far as with that title relationship, and it's involving your children, when is it fine? I don't know if we talked about it on here or one of the other shows. When is that transition fine of that person meeting your kids? Matter of fact, okay, it wasn't on here. I know that now. So I didn't talk to you all about that. What is that transition of when, you know, you're starting to talk to each other and you're starting to get serious? When do y'all make that point of meeting the guy you're talking to meeting your kids? Because there's different answers I get with that. And there's really no right or wrong answer to that. It's really not a right or wrong answer,
but if I agree with Steve Harvey with letting them meet kind of early into the relationship, because you don't want to be a year or two down the line where you guys really like each other, but your kids might fight all the time with each other, or you might have a damn Dennis the Menace that burns down a mattress when y'all are moved again. You know, I feel like you should know off top, because your children are important. If your child is like, I admit, mama, daddy, whatever, I don't like this person, you got to take into account your children's feelings. So, of course not, okay, I've met this guy a week, let me let him meet my kids. No, if you guys sit down and talk, okay, well, this is my plans, this is what I want to see, and you feel like there's chemistry or connection that you guys could possibly make something last, then, you know, okay, well, hey, let's let the kids meet, or let's meet the kids, whoever has the kids, however the case may be. But I think you should at first at least talk about it and see how that person reacts to the discussion of your children and the discussion of a possibility of having to be that step mother or father to your children.
Right. Busy? I don't know. That's kind of, I'm so scared in that,
mm-hmm.
that because
The age of your kids will really take into part, because my son is 8 months old. I was like, if I left my husband and met someone else, my son wouldn't know who the hell they are in them way. So, you know, if I had a 5-year-old or a 10-year-old or a 13-year-old, you know, and it also depends on the gender, because you have that 13-year-old girl, 13 to 16, when they're smelling their piss and all that, you already got problems with your daughter. You don't want her to feel like, oh, you got men in and out, you know. That's another thing you have to take into account, the different types of people, the different amounts of people that you're dating, too, because you don't want to set a bad example.
This is the weird thing, because sometimes some people, and I watch it on Lifetime movies, too, where it be getting real, like they like all of a sudden they be talking, like, you know, like he's all cool at first. And then all of a sudden, he starts doing this crazy stuff, like trying to kill your daughter or trying to molest her or whatnot. How do you read that early on? Because some people, you know, they put on a mask, and then all of a sudden, you know, they switch up on you out of nowhere.
Right. That's true. And that's why I say it's so scary. It is so, 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 so scary. Because it's like this guy that I'm falling for and I like him. And, okay, no, I want to introduce him to my daughter. And it's just like, I don't want to say you really never know a person, but you really don't. You know what I'm saying? And I'm so scared. Just, I don't know. That's why I'm like, just don't waste my time, please. Like, if the father of my child and I just don't work, I don't know what I do. Because it's so scary. It's just scary out there. Like, with everything you see on the news, I don't know. It's scary.
I think
and then the point
just,
you bring up is just about rape and molest. It's just like crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy.
I think you need to watch with you having a daughter. I mean, they make voices. So of course, I'll take my own advice. But you have to see, like, there's no reason for a grown man to want to wrestle with kids. You know, like, if they say, okay, well, let's pull out, you know, I have a son, so they say, okay, well, let's pull out the PlayStation and play. Okay, fine, cool. But there's no reason for you to be, my son's 8 months, so if you pick up with him and play with him and tickle him, it's kind of understandable. He's at that age. But if you have a seven-year-old, there's no reason for you to be picking up my child, tickling on my child and all that. No, don't do that. Because tickling and wrestling and playing, you can accidentally touch other spots. And if you are that rapist type, that's a whole other ballgame, you know. So you just have to watch the person, see how they play with your child, you know, see how they respond and react to your child. Because you have my husband to tell me, if we have a daughter, I don't change her diaper. You know, so you just have to pretty much
read that
person and see, because I'm good at reading people, so, you know, that's not an issue. But you have to read the person and just see what type of person they are. And I guess because my mom has always been the type to, I couldn't wrestle with men, I couldn't play with men, ain't no sitting on their lap, and not tickling me, none of that. My mom would beat the dog shit out of me. So I pay attention to things like that because I've listened to her and watched her react. Like, if my cousins would play with their dad or their stepdad, and they're like, really, come here, mom, look at me like, here, get it with you, I'm knocking all your teeth out your mouth, you know. So I know the signs to watch for, and I know what to not accept.
Right.
I think it's this, too. I think asking people who know him, or and also, you know, or just or in asking him as well, kind of getting discussion going about, you know, how he is, you know, find out how he was around kids now, from past into present. You know, just kind of watching and listening to the transition of how he's been. If it's kind of the same, it's all positive and it's been the same steady, then you're good. But like I said, you go back to again what you said,
too.
Some people change up out of freaking nowhere. But if they have a good reputation of being the same, then you should be fine.
I think if you have a good relationship with your child, even at any age, if you teach your child to not be afraid to tell you things or to even scream if something's happening, to know that you are always there to protect them, they'll do that.
Right.
Because I know my aunt would joke, my play auntie, she would joke and say, when my cousin was like one, he's like 27 now, but when he was like one, somebody was playing with him. They were just really joking to see how he would react because they know that she taught him, like, don't nobody molest you, don't nobody touch you. So I think they want to pull his pants on or something, and that baby must have hollered and screamed and was like, Mom, you know. Do you teach your child to know, to, like, okay, if somebody walking up to you in school that you don't know, you walk around, scream, holler, run, do something, then your child will know that's how you'll be able to feel comfortable. If you are moving that man into your home, you know that my daughter's going to tell me or my son is going to tell me if this person creeps into her room, you know, or my child is screaming in the middle of the night, or even sleep light so that you know when this nigga get up, or if you're a nigga, when this female get up, I need to know what's going on. Why are you moving around my house at night? You know, I got kids and know what's going on.
Right.
But you got the relationship thing, too. Some parents, you know, some parents like sometimes the moms, you know, they won't listen to their daughter or their son saying that, hey, the man you're talking to, he's trying to do something to me, and they won't listen because they so stigmatized. They so stigmatized or whatever.
Mhm. That's why you have to have a relationship with your children to know that I don't care if I put you on punishment. I don't care if you was in a store and you acted like a little white kid and called me a bitch at the top of your lungs. Anything happens to you, I'm going to jail behind you. You know, like
right.
I said with my mom, I'm grown now. Me and my mom butt heads all the time. But I tell anybody to fool my mom, we could have had the biggest fight. Don't fool my mama because I'm going to jail behind her. You know what I'm saying? So if you
right.
have, if you let your child know that that's how you feel about your child, that you're going to ride for your child, your child's going to tell you whatever.
Right.
Right. I mean, I know, I personally know somebody that went through that. She was talking about how her mom didn't, it wasn't the case that he was molesting them, like, but he was like saying, he was saying sexual comments. It was more verbal. It was more verbal sexual harassment than anything. And you know, you said, and then it depends, some parents don't think that way, and that goes to finding a relationship with your child. Like I need to. Some people, they don't understand that. Like, yeah, it's cool to be. Yeah, you wanna get in a relationship and whatnot, but. End of the day, if it's not going to make any sense, then it's not going to keep your child safe. But that's what you got to start remembering. Once you're a parent, it needs to be about your child. If it's putting your child in danger, it's your team. If your child is being bratty and doesn't want you to talk to him because that's not their dad, and they're like, I don't like him, and they just don't like him because they don't want him to take daddy's place. Or mommy's place, that's a different discussion. But if they're telling you something serious and it's true and it's complete, you need to listen. It's not right away. Take his side or whatever. You need to really take that into account because your child might be telling you the truth and start paying. And then sometimes some kids might just be saying what you need to do is have a sound mind. You need to start paying attention from then on and start paying attention. There's different things.
If you hear
it more than once, then that means that your child wants to tell you something's happened.
I feel like at any point, whether man or woman, if someone's child says, hey, you touched me, even if you know it's not true, like I feel like you shouldn't get upset. Yeah, I don't want to be a part of this. But if a woman says, hey, did you touch my child? You know, if your woman or your man asks you, you know, they confront you on the allegations, I don't think you should get mad because they're protecting that child.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have to be understanding that if it was the shoe was on the other foot, you might not even ask questions. You might just go left on that person. So you have
exactly.
to say, okay, well, I understand you're trying to protect your child. However, I am not going to be left alone with your child because your child making these allegations and I ain't crazy. Or you can decide whether or not you want to continue that relationship because you don't want to end up in jail. You know, you can make a decision of how you want to tread lightly for the next time if there is another one. But I don't think you should feel like, oh, you out of line. Why would you question me? No, because that's their child. They have to ask. They're trying to protect their children. And even if they feel like you didn't do it or whatever the case may be, you should still ask because it's your child. You want your child to know that you're going to believe them whenever, however. So that
well, I think
really
there too. I think
that
your child saying that, it should be, you know, like you said, because you said it perfectly. That means he does not need to spend time alone with your child again. And how he reacts once you say that, that should tell you something too. If he starts getting all trippy, why are you going to hurt like that? You know, then that means that he's getting defensive.
Mm-hmm.
Depending on how he reacts to that, unless you know something to
do. You know,
okay,
also,
can I say something, though?
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Ree.
Just really quick. As a person, you should be able to know, as a parent, you should know when your child is lying, so one. And if you're in a relationship for so long, you should know when your mate is lying. Like, come on now. You should be able to adjust and to learn that person to know, okay, Nigga, you lying or it's no joke, child. Come on now. I know when you lie, you stutter. Go sit down. Yeah, but even if you know your child is lying about an allegation like that, still, you know, say, okay, let's go to the doctor. You know, show your child that you still are there to protect them, even if you know they're lying. You know, they might get a twitch that they don't even know that they get when they lie, and you know it. You know, you still go through the steps just to make them feel like my parent cares about me, my parent loves me.
Right.
But I
totally agree. But this is my thing, because now I have a question, because I feel that way now with my little girl. She's two, and I don't want none of my uncles or even on his side to babysit her in no kind of way.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's just, and they don't do nothing. They don't have no record. They good people. Good people. But I don't.
Have to be cautious.
I just don't feel comfortable. And I don't know what it is. Because I know women are doing things too, but I just don't feel comfortable with my daughter going, no. Don't ask me.
I think that's all women feel that way. It's like, it's my daughter, you know, like, I mean, boys get molested too, but it's more females than it is males that are going through that issue. And it's just, you have to be so much more careful with your daughter.
I think this too, like, because I agree. You have no reason to feel bad about feeling that way, you know, because it's just you, it's a mechanism. You're not trying to say that they necessarily bad people. I think the transition is you trying to eventually get to that point to get them to allow them to have that opportunity to help with your child as well, is like make a transition period to where you're not leaving the house. You're still in the house. Still in the house, and then they're supervising your child mainly by themselves while you're still there. You just might not be in the same room. And you find out how, and then just learning how they are in that little situation, how they're able to handle things. Then you make that time period longer. You still be in there, do that. And then, like, for instance, and then you make the test of, as far as when you're not there, not for a long period of time. Like, for instance, you, like, hey, I'm going to the store. Can you watch my daughter for me real quick? And then, you know, find out how they act, how things are with that. If they still, no, they do that, then you make it up to longer. Basically you gotta make a stepping stone. You know, there's not gonna just jump in into saying, hey, you can watch my child, for 8 hours with me today, you know, out of nowhere.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
Okay. So I mean, I see we coming to a close here in a bit. Go back into the discussion. The title of the final relationship, final statements on that. I go to you first, Debbie.
It depends, but it just depends on the person, what they have going on in their relationship, and I'm gonna leave it at that. It just depends on the person.
Again, like I said, it does depend on the people and the situation. Some people may feel like, yeah, it'll make us feel closer because we have this title now. It is us against Dora. Where some people might feel like, look, we've been rocking this place for years. We do. We want to add no title to this. It might mess it up. Let's just ride. It depends.
My final discussion on this, yes, y'all both said it perfectly. It just really depends on the situation. Like, it depends on time. You just got to be comfortable on that. But the thing is, there needs to be progression. If the person's not maybe in a relationship, find out the root of that. But if it just continually gets bad, because I've been on both sides of the spectrum where I wasn't ready for a relationship, and I've been on the other side of the spectrum where I was ready and the other person wasn't ready. And you just got to figure out, you know, the period of time of learn what happened, because sometimes some people have stuff that makes it hard for them to make to that point, or sometimes it might not be that it might be that they want to make sure that they put their best foot forward for you.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause that's why, and that's for me, that's a main part. That's one of the main parts of me being single. At some points in my time, my single life, that's been part of it. I would make sure that I get an idea to date people and really find out, hey, do I want to talk to you or not? And find out, do you meet my qualific? Are you a person who is a stepping stone for me to learn who I want to talk, what kind of person I want to speak to, or see what kind of person I would see myself spending my time with? Because, I mean, for me, relationship is like the stepping stone towards marriage. And if you just get in a relationship with somebody you wouldn't see yourself get married with, that's stupid. Do you just be friends? I don't disrespect the discussion of friends with benefits. It's not necessarily something I look down upon.
Right.
But my thing is this. When it comes to it being a relationship, when relationships are very serious to me, so if you get in one, take it serious. Don't be treating it like, well, because my status or my license still says I'm single, I can go where I'm in a relationship with her, right? But I'm going to still go get every now and then, you know, I can go do something to side chick real quick. Like, that's not high at all. So, that is...
Yeah.
That's my meat and potatoes on that. Hey, y'all, check out next week's Glitz and Glamour. It comes on every Tuesday at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 10 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Mountain, 8 p.m. Pacific Standard. And I forget the people in the UK. Yeah, I know my head be, got it, because everybody's like, man, it's not my time zone. Y'all know what it is now.
Mm-hmm.
If y'all miss any of the shows,
the
album's available too.
Yeah. So I want everybody to follow me on Twitter at Houston_Riri. It's either R-E-R-E or R-I-R-I. Because I found out that it's really not R-E, it's R-I, because that's how my name is spelled. Anyway, follow me on Instagram at GangsterWife, and I think it's GangsterWife. And you can find me on Facebook at Houston. Last name, I am, as in I-A-M. Thanks for listening.
All right,
Dizzy, how can you
follow
me? On Instagram, Twitter, at Dimp87, D-I-M-P-87. I have nothing really coming up this weekend, so make sure next week. Also, don't forget this Friday, Bake and BJ Day. Please, ladies, be out there.
Oh, it is.
Hey, y'all have to please come in.
I'm not sure if I'm ready for Tuesday.
Yes, sir.
Good night,
you guys.
Good night.